flying solo 90% of the time, maybe even 95%. She paused long enough to make a left turn across what constituted heavy traffic in Snowberry Creek, which meant shooting between the only two oncoming cars on Main Street. Driving into the parking lot on the other side of the road, Abby picked up the discussion where she'd left off. "I do realize that was because you'd gotten behind in your classes at the college and had to get caught up, or risk falling behind a year in your studies. Of course, that was because you'd gotten yourself thrown into jail right when we were supposed to be brainstorming ideas together."
"I was protecting."
I know. You were protecting your friend. But your decision to do that had consequences. One of them is that you're going to be strutting your stuff up there on that stage tonight for a good cause. By that point, she'd run out of fresh ammunition in their ongoing battle over the Bachelor-Bachelorette auction she'd arranged to kick off the two-part fundraising event for his veterans group. The close-knit organization had big plans, ones that could really help other veterans in the area. But to carry out those plans, their budget needed a huge boost. Tripp had asked her to take on the project as a personal favor. Well, actually, he guilted her into doing it. Something about him having helped her deal with a dead body in her backyard a few months back. Fine, so she owed him big time. The least he could do was let her honor the debt without giving her constant grief about it. She pulled into a parking spot near the entrance of the hall they'd rented for the auction, as well as the dance that would follow in 2 weeks. After shutting off the engine, she made no move to get out of the car. "Look, I'm sorry you hate this so much, but it was the best idea I came up with. The whole board liked the concept and approved it immediately." Nothing but silence from the other side of the car. "The good news is that 2 weeks from now, it will all be over." Tripp wasn't the only one who couldn't wait to put all of this behind them. There was nothing but stubborn silence coming from her companion, so she gave up and reached to open her door. He could come inside the building and be helpful, or sit out in the car and mope. His choice. She refrained from pointing out sulking wasn't a good image for a soldier, even a retired one. At least he got out of the car and even helped her carry in the last 3 baskets of goodies that had been donated by local businesses. She had volunteers lined up to sell chances on the baskets, which she hoped would help get the evening off to a great start. Some of the businesses had shown a lot of creativity when it came to putting their offerings together. In fact, she had her eye on a couple that she wouldn't mind taking back home with her. Tripp followed her over to the row of tables arranged across the back of the hall, where the baskets were displayed. "You can set those 2 down there." He did as she asked, but continued to trail along in her wake, crowding her just a little. Finally, she set her own basket down and turned to face him. "Did you have something else you wanted to say, Tripp? If so, spit it out. I've got work to do before the doors open." He no longer looked angry. In fact, if she had to guess, Tripp looked embarrassed? What was going on in that head of his? All of her irritation with him morphed into concern. "Tripp, what's wrong?" He glanced around the big room, as if to make sure they were still alone, before zeroing in his attention back on her.
"Don't let her buy me, Abby. Bid whatever you have to, and I'll pay you back. I promise."
"Don't let who buy you?"
"Jean." His broad shoulders slumped in defeat. "Don't get me wrong. She's a really nice lady. But taking her to the dance would be like dating my best friend's grandmother."
Abby bit back the urge to laugh. Clearly, he didn't find anything about the situation funny. "What makes you think she's planning on bidding on you?"
"Let's just say she strongly hinted at the possibility, and more than once."
Abby wasn't privy to all the details about the elderly woman's finances, but she'd always had the impression that Jean lived on a pretty limited income. If so, she certainly shouldn't blow a lot of cash on a one-time outing with Tripp, not even for a good cause. On the other hand, judging by how often Jean showed up at Tripp's door with one of her infamous tuna casseroles, she definitely had a thing for the man. So did at least 2 other members of the quilting guild that Abby headed up. She'd somehow inherited the position on the guild board along with the house she now lived in when her Aunt Sybil passed away. Tripp lived in the small mother-in-law house on the back of the property and attended classes at the local college. In return for a reduction in his rent, he did a lot of work on the yard and small repairs on both houses. Jean, along with her best friends, Glenda and Louise, loved to watch him work, especially on hot days when he took off his shirt. Okay, maybe she did owe him a little something for putting him through this. That didn't mean she couldn't give him a little grief along the way. "I'm sorry, but you can't pay for a date with yourself, Tripp. That wouldn't be right."